Welcome to another edition of the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast. It is episode 59 of Stands and Fits, presented by the Professional MBA Program at the Ivy College of Business at Iowa State University. We are in the Carl Chevrolet Studios. What's up, brother?
How's it going?
Rare Monday recording of Stands and Fits.
Indeed. Taking the place of the Football and Random Things podcast.
Yes. Presented by Iowa Diamond. No Football and Random Things this week. Not for really any particular reason other than the fact that...
Everything kind of got pushed back.
Yeah. Chris and I are leaving for Kansas City tomorrow on Tuesday. And...
You got stuff to do.
Yeah. Just had stuff to get done today. I wrote 3 different articles today. Figured I might as well.
Busy man.
Yeah. Yeah. And I cleared about 150 square feet of ice out of the parking lot in my, at my apartment complex.
It's like upper 30s today, but it feels like it's 70 degrees outside.
Yeah, dude. I'm wearing a t-shirt.
Yeah. Like I brought my winter coat to work like normal and it was like, wow, I'm super overdressed.
Yeah. I was out there in a kind of a light hoodie. Mm-hmm. Doing that stuff and I was sweating.
Yeah.
So then I had to take a shower before I could come back here. And I was like, man, I'm just putting short sleeves on. I'm not doing this again.
Might as well.
But obviously, big week ahead. Big 12 tournament down in Kansas City. Iowa State coming off of a regular season finale loss to Texas Tech at Hilton Coliseum. What were your overarching thoughts on the game?
Iowa State definitely played with more energy, which I thought was good. Again, the things that kind of bite them in the butt or have in the past few weeks, kind of they were still there. Evident they weren't the best on the perimeter defense. Had a few lapses in rotations and help side, but I think overall you could tell that the guys who were out there they played really hard.
Yeah, I think that I give them credit after the way Wednesday went, because they came out and looked much more together than they did in that game on Wednesday. They looked like they wanted to be there. And I still don't think that they're back to that same point that they were in November or December.
No.
But, I mean, it was a step forward. I think that as far down as they were after Wednesday, you got to be a little happy with just any level of progress, I'd say.
And I do think you have to give a lot of credit to Texas Tech.
That team is really good,
dude.
It's a
really good team.
Yeah.
I could see them easily. I think I would peg them as an Elite Eight team minimum, and they have potential to get to the Final Four or even the National Championship game if they play really well.
I was going to say, I could see if that team is making shots, I could see where they could win the National Championship. Yeah.
Jarrett Culver is the real deal. And if he goes beast mode like Kemba Walker in the NCAA tournament, then
they
could go far.
I mean, they can just match up with like anybody, you know?
They play solid defense and defense, you know, travels. So.
Well, it's not like we don't know whether or not they could go toe-to-toe with some of the best teams in the country, because they went toe-to-toe with Duke when Duke was playing about as well as they have the entire year.
Yeah, Duke with Zion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was like right at the beginning of the season when they were just killing people, you know? And Texas Tech, I don't think they necessarily pushed them to the wire, but it was probably about, at that point, it was about as close as anybody had played them.
Yep.
And
I know is that if I'm a team in the NCAA tournament, I would not want to be in Texas Tech's like side of the bracket.
No. They're going to be a 2 seed probably, right?
2 or a very high 3 seed, I would think.
Yeah. I would say they should be a 2, just my opinion. But
I think they're good enough. And especially teams like Duke, who have faded kind of here down the stretch, they're not going to go below a 2, but you kind of got to be in the discussion.
It's interesting to see what's going to happen with Duke, because when they have Zion, they're as good as anybody. I mean, they're the best team in the country, probably.
But without him, they're different.
But without him and without Marcus Bolden now, I mean, they're if they don't have those two guys, they're really missing some stuff in the front line.
Yeah.
That I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how the committee kind of weighs that.
Yeah. And it kind of leads us back to, in a way, to Iowa State too, because you saw Cameron Lahr didn't get any minutes against Texas Tech, and you wonder if that lowers Iowa State's overall ceiling going into the NCAA tournament too.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of that. I will say, I don't know how much more we're going to see of Cam this year.
I don't know either.
You know?
I don't know if you know more than I know, but...
No, probably not.
Okay.
I mean, I maybe know a little bit more, but nothing like super substantial. It's not that anything happened or anything like that, but I think that George Condit's done enough in the last couple games and the consistency of how hard he works. I think that he's maybe proven some stuff.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he didn't have the best game against Tech, but at the same time, I think he provides enough that you can bench Lard and not feel like you're losing, you know, an All-American or anything like that.
Well, and you always have him there, so it's not like he's like going away forever.
No, it's not like he's off the team or anything at this point. Definitely no.
But I do think that'll be kind of an interesting thing to keep an eye on. They might need him Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to be completely honest.
Well, I mean, you think about last time Iowa State went against Baylor.
Well, yeah.
Completely out-rebounded.
That's what I'm saying. Like, of any team that they're going to play, that might be the one where they really need him the most.
Yep.
And I don't know. I mean, I think coming out of Saturday, it was crazy. On Saturday morning, Chris and I were on our way to Hilton. And I just had a feeling. I told him, I was like, man, I feel like they're going to play well today. And I thought maybe they could win. Mm-hmm. I wasn't 100% sure. I think they would have beat just about anybody else in the league the way that they played on Saturday. That like I said, that team is just really freaking good.
Yeah.
And
I'll go on record and say if Iowa State had played the same, I think they could have beat Kansas again at home with how they played.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. I think they would have beat anybody else in the league on Saturday.
Definitely.
But the fact that they were playing against Texas Tech, I think they would even beat Kansas State.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that they're playing against Texas Tech, and I think Texas Tech right now is clearly the best team in this league.
Agreed.
And I don't know. I thought they'd play well. And I told him, I was like, man, I think they're going to play well in this game. And I got a feeling that they're going to go to Kansas City and make a run. And now you look at the way things are shaping up.
Yeah.
This Baylor game, obviously it's still kind of a unknown just in the sense that the way that they physically dominated Iowa State those first two times,
mm-hmm.
you are a little leery, I guess maybe would be a better way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
But depending on if Mekhi Mason plays,
that's a really big factor.
Yeah. Guessing Iowa State's lucky, probably will.
Yeah. you kind of have to expect as an Iowa State fan that yes, it's 95% chance that Mekhi Mason will suit up no matter what.
Right, exactly. But if he doesn't play, I think that they'll win the game.
I would agree with you there.
And then, okay, so you get that. And then Kansas State's obviously got some questions of their own where Dean Wade, Bruce Weber said today, is basically doubtful to play
in the entire Big tournament.
Yeah. And if they don't have him,
they're still a very good team.
They're still a good team, but then you're out without two of your six best players, without Jada and without Dean Wade.
It basically becomes the team that Iowa State beat in the second half in Manhattan.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think Iowa State proved that they're clearly better than that group of guys. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, what Dean Wade brings to that team, just his ability to space the floor and everything, when they lose him, I don't trust Barry Brown as a 3-point shooter. He's like a 26% 3-point shooter.
Yeah.
Sneed can shoot a little bit, but he's just really streaky.
It fundamentally changes how you decide to guard Kansas State when Dean Wade can't play.
Yeah. And so if they beat Baylor and then you go into a game against Kansas State, I would probably pick them to win that one too.
Mm.
If they didn't have Dean Wade.
Yep.
And then with Saturday, at that point, it's all a toss up, you know,
Iowa State would not be necessarily expecting to get that far. So again, it's all gravy at that point.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
There's no pressure
if you win two games in Kansas City, you beat Baylor and you beat Kansas State. I bet they play themselves back up to the sixth line. Yep. Maybe even the five.
It could be, honestly. Yeah.
And then you get a game on Saturday against probably either Kansas or Texas Tech. And
both teams you've beat this year.
Right. And I think they'd beat Kansas. And then Texas Tech, I don't know. I mean, we just got done talking about how good that they've been.
Yeah. It'll be tough to beat Texas Tech. But
maybe if you give them another week and you give them a week to,
mm-hmm.
you know, get some more momentum, then
review the film from this most recent game.
Right. Then, you know, who knows at that point. And, you know, I was talking to my buddy Ryan Grove yesterday after we won the Ames City League title.
Shout out. Humble brag.
Yeah, exactly. Repeat. But I told him, I was like, man, I can already see how this is going to go. Thursday, everybody's going to wake up and they're going to be like, man, they're not going to win another game. All this stuff. It's like, I'm just ready for this season to be over. Spring football starting, all this stuff. They're going to go out and win by 10. You know? Pretty, not dominate, but like convincingly.
Yeah.
Be like, man, maybe they got it back.
Mm.
And then they'll play Kansas State on Friday and everybody will be like, there'll be that whole day during the day on Thursday where people are like, man, maybe
Maybe this is your
maybe
year.
We should go. Like, yeah. Maybe we should go down there.
Everyone will go down Friday.
Yeah. And then Friday, it'll be like the same thing. Everybody's like, man, maybe we should go. Maybe we should go. I don't know. You'll get a few more people that come. And then somehow they'll win in those semifinals. And then on Saturday, everybody will be back on the wagon. It's like, man, we're going to Kansas City, Hilton South tonight.
Yep.
And if they're playing Texas Tech, there'll be 10 Texas Tech fans there. Yep. And in an entire arena of Iowa State fans. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's too predictable. This is exactly how it's going to go.
I sure hope so, man. That would be so much fun.
I don't know. Like I said, it's like, I can already imagine the range of emotion that will happen. Yeah. Like, just in the 3 days.
Yeah. Honestly... again, like we discussed, Texas Tech in the finals would be super hard. But if Mekhi Mason plays, I would almost even say that this first Baylor game is the toughest game that Iowa State could even play the entire time.
I think that's it's tough in the sense that they are such a bad matchup for Iowa State, mm-hmm. you know? And man, it's like that year when they played Baylor in the championship mm-hmm. and they had to get through Kansas yep. in the semis. And it was like, man, if they can get through Kansas,
surely they can beat Baylor.
Right. You're like, if they can get through Kansas, they'll win. And they got through Kansas, and it was like everybody went into Saturday. And I know that they had to come back in that game, I think. But
yeah,
it was just like, you were like confident. It's like, man, they're going to win now, mm-hmm. you know? And I think even about that year when they beat West Virginia, mm-hmm. it was just like, man, if they just get to the championship, like, they're going to win.
Exactly.
And
because you know Iowa State fans are going to be there and just totally get them pumped up.
Exactly. And that's kind of what I feel. I just got that feel again where mm-hmm. it's like, if they can just get to Saturday, like, at that point, I feel like they're going to give themselves a pretty good shot yep. to go out and do it. Mm-hmm. And if you lose to Texas Tech again.
No shame in that at all.
Yeah, you lose to a team that's one of the best teams in the country.
Precisely.
And it is what it is. Mm-hmm. Now that I've pumped all the sunshine into the into the room, did you have any other thoughts from Saturday?
Well, we could talk about the whole, fiasco with the fan that you wrote about today as well.
Yeah. Man, in the moment, so I was like taking video of the thing and I was listening to what Prohm was saying. So I couldn't really, like, I heard the guy say something, but I didn't know what he said.
Yep.
And just the way Prohm like got fired up all of a sudden, I was like, damn.
I actually haven't watched the video yet. I need to do it, but I basically heard, like, wasn't it from the upper deck that the guy shouted?
Yeah, or something. And his claim, okay, so, like, full disclosure, the guy called into sound off on Sunday.
And apologized.
And I wrote, you know, I respect the fact that he acknowledged the fact that it was him mm-hmm. and said that he's sorry. I don't necessarily know who he was apologizing to.
Mm. Was he apologizing to everyone who got mad at him, or was he apologizing to Steve Prohm?
See, that's what I'm saying. It's like, if it's one thing if you're just like, I'm sorry because everybody's mad at me.
Yeah.
Or if you're actually sorry because
what you did was wrong.
Yeah. Because you just went and shit on the team that you are a fan of, like, in a completely unnecessary setting.
Yeah. That, like, of all the settings, that was the absolute worst time that you should take out your aggression on Steve Prohm.
Right. And it's like, man, if you think you're going to say something like that, then leave.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, it's not the time. Not mm-hmm. the time. And I don't know. That's what kind
of... And even if you're trying to be funny, like, that's the worst comedic timing ever.
Yeah, that's what kind of bothered me about it, is it's like, yeah, man, I don't know what the point of that is. Mm. You know? Like, what do you feel better?
Yeah. It's like, oh, is Steve Prohm finally going to realize that he hasn't had a great end of the year?
Yeah.
Just because you spoke up?
Well, yeah, exactly. It's like, do you think, as much as you guys care, I can guarantee you that those guys care way more than you do.
Yeah.
And it, you know, no matter what you think you see on TV or whatever like that, or maybe to put it a different way, I can sure as hell guarantee you Steve Prohm cares a hell of a lot more than what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that the guy's livelihood is the one that's at stake yeah. here, not like
yeah,
your enjoyment. And it's like, you know, you might feel bad for a couple hours.
Steve Prohm
has to literally live in it, like, yeah. and live in the people in his Twitter mentions and all this kind of stuff. And it's like, I know he gets paid a lot of money to do that, but still, it's like,
yeah,
that is still a human being. Like,
absolutely.
And as much as you, like I said, as much as you guys care, as much as we care to see them be successful, I promise you that guy cares way more than what any of you guys do. Oh, and absolutely. In like a way different level mm-hmm. than what it is for you guys.
Yeah. So it was definitely no place for what he said. And it's unfortunate that it kind of had to, that was kind of the headline that came out of the senior you know, announcements and all that stuff, as opposed to whatever the guy said.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. I think it's, yeah, I don't know.
It's just unfortunate.
Yeah. It just sucked. Cause like I said, like, man, I've been around Steve Prohm the last couple weeks. I can promise you that dude doesn't seem very happy.
No.
Like,
He's got all of these problems that we've obviously pointed out as fans, and he's the one who actually has to try to solve them.
Exactly. It's like, and we can't, there's nothing that any fan can do except try and get behind him and support him, you know? And that doesn't mean that you have to be like, oh, I think Steve Prohm's the greatest coach in the country. Mm-hmm. But it's like, at the end of the day, it's still your team.
It's Iowa State basketball. No matter who's the head coach, you want to be supportive of Iowa State basketball.
Yeah. And that's what I, so Prohm like did his thing where he goes off about, 7th 20 win season in 8 years, gonna go to the NCAA tournament, all this different kind of stuff. And then he said something about thanked the true Cyclone fans that have been there with us, supporting us through the good and the bad. And to me, that's like the people that just like all of a sudden, like you just ride the wave. And it's like the second that they lose a game or lose two games in a row, it's like, man, everybody sucks.
Yeah.
Everybody sucks. Coach sucks. The players suck. The media sucks. Everybody sucks. The fans suck. Mm-hmm. It's just like everybody sucks.
Yeah.
And everybody should be fired. You guys aren't even real fans. It's like, no, man. Like, you just are way too invested in this.
Yeah.
There's no reason for you to be this invested in this. It's at the end of the day, man, you know I love basketball. You know that I love Iowa State basketball. Like, I probably wouldn't work here if I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Iowa State basketball doesn't like dictate anything about my life. Like in any way.
Well, and not only just associated with Iowa State basketball, but in life in general, things are never truly as good or as bad as they seem.
It's just basketball.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. Like think about so many different things that actually matter. This is just, again, it's just college athletics.
Right. And at the end of the day, like if you're on the team, like that's one thing.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like, again, you're living it.
Yeah. But if you're just a fan, it's like, yo, man, like maybe you should just not like get that worked up about it.
You should not let your happiness be decided by what Iowa State basketball does and does not do.
There's got to be like, there's some too many people out there that they don't have enough like perspective on it, you know, where it's like, this is like what they like get so invested in it that it like really dictates like how their day goes and like how they're feeling going into a day or something like that. And I'm like, man, like I don't know. Like, I'll probably do the same thing I did yesterday, regardless of what happens with Iowa State basketball.
In college, especially, like, it took me a long time to get over losses at some points, but I've gotten a lot better about, like, containing all of my emotions after the conclusion of a bad game, like, keeping it within 30 minutes, and then I'm back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like a lot of fans kind of have to get to the point where they can do that, too.
Yeah, I mean, when I was younger, like, high school aged, I think, man, like, when Nebraska loses a football game, back then.
Yeah.
Oh, especially if it was a, like, you know.
Week ruined until the next game.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And like that killed me. And I was ride or die, you know, living and dying on everything. And now it's like, I don't know if it's doing this job. I don't know what it is. I'm just kind of like, yeah, I mean, this is like 3 hours out of my life every week. There's a lot more time to spend like doing other stuff.
And I do think when you become a journalist, you kind of get used to, you know, the ups and downs of games and having to report on everything. Cause you have to maintain a level of, you know, unbiasedness.
Well, yeah. And it's just like, so I put it in perspective of just like, I can't watch games anymore and get like super worked up about anything. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot for me to really get like, to act like a fan,
yeah,
you know? And I think it's just because I've almost like become numb to it.
Yeah.
At this point, I have been in so many scenarios where you can't be that way.
Yeah.
That now I'm like, okay.
Both overexposure and you are not supposed to be that way when you're on press row.
Exactly. And so now I'm kind of just like, you know, like if something happens with 18 minutes left in the second half and it's like, man, the game I'm going to bring up in a little bit, Nebraska was down 16 yesterday with 18 minutes left in the game and came back to win.
Yep.
It's like, you never know what can happen. Yeah, sure. You could get blown out too. But at the end of the day, it's like, there's still a lot of basketball left. Like
definitely. Until the final buzzer goes off, 9 times out of 10, you're still in the game.
Yeah. And I think it was like when I was in college and playing that I kind of like had that realization. It was just, man, we lost so many games.
Yeah.
And it was frustrating to be in it. It was so frustrating to be in it, you know, but at the end of the day, a lot of times it was like, man, all right, well, we lost tonight. Like,
life goes
on. I'll feel bad about it for a couple hours. And then, oh, yeah, we got to play another one.
Yep.
You know?
Time to refocus.
So, I don't know. That I went on another rant there, but that's just kind of what I've been thinking about the last couple of days.
Yeah, definitely.
It's like, I love the fact that people are so passionate, but at some point, you know, remember there's other things.
There's other things, and there is a point where passionate can become a little reckless.
Yeah, exactly. Did I just shit on everybody too much right there?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
You always think you shit on everyone, but in reality, it's just you're spitting truth.
I'm just keeping it 100.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. You want to answer some mailbag questions?
Yeah.
Or do you have anything else that you want to talk about?
No, that covered it all for
me
too.
Okay, so, cool.
Yeah, we have a couple holdover mailbag questions that I pulled from a couple weeks ago. First is from Cy Jeans. What is your go-to snack or dish to bring to a party? What is your favorite non-barbecue and non-buffalo wing sauce? So to start off, do you have a dish? I know like it's a little bit different because both of us are, you know, we're young guys.
Does Bush Light count?
Yeah, sure.
That's okay, then I guess Bush Light.
I would call that a dish.
Yeah, I'd say that's probably your
contribution to a party?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
I mean, most of the parties that I go to aren't like potlucks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
See, like when I think of this question, it's in terms of when I go to family gatherings, like my wife and I are always tasked to bring the cheese, the meat, and the crackers.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that would be my answer.
See, I think that the fact you have a woman in your life,
it makes a difference.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like for me, if I'm going to a family gathering, basically my only expectation is to just be there.
Yeah. Mom and dad will take care of everything.
Yeah. Just like show up.
Yeah.
That, like if I just show up, they're like, all right. Yeah. You did your job on this thing.
Good job, Jared.
Exactly. Other than that. I think I took when I was last home for Christmas, I think my contribution to the party was literally Bush Light. So.
Oh, there you go. So you had a great Christmas party. Since Bush Light was there, huh?
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, and in his second part of that, what's your favorite non-barbecue and non-buffalo wing sauce?
Man, I only eat like mild or medium buffalo. So, I don't even like eat any other kinds.
So you don't like any? Okay, so no barbecue, no buffalo. You don't like
no,
any
I
other
like
kinds
I like barbecue and I like, okay. I mean, not, yeah, but I just eat buffalo wings. I don't eat like any other.
So kind. You don't eat like ketchup or ranch or honey mustard?
No,
or?
I with like buffalo wings, I just eat them straight. I don't have any. Ranch, no blue cheese, no. Wow.
So
I'm a hardcore mother effer dude.
Wow. All right.
Burn my mouth up.
I will say that for sauce, I'll go with honey mustard. Like if I'm dipping something, I like honey mustard.
Oh, I thought he was talking about wing sauce.
No, he's saying what favorite non-barbecue and non-buffalo wing sauce.
Oh, okay. I thought that he was talking like for like if you're having wings and it's like you go to Buffalo Wild Wings and you look at the list. It's like, oh, which kind of sauce do I want? You know what I'm saying? Like some people like the Asian zing. I don't.
Oh, yeah. You might be right. Yeah. Okay. So we'll answer it in terms of that.
Well, I already answered out. None. Not applicable.
Okay. Well, for me, it'd be Parmesan garlic. That's my.
Okay.
That's my preferred.
A low key. You're talking about the sauces. Like
if I was talking
dipping,
about
dipping something.
Yeah. If I'm dipping something, that's not barbecue and not buffalo.
A low key thing that you would never think is good. I like usually if I was like to go to McDonald's and get chicken nuggets, I would get buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
What I used to do, honey. Dip your chicken nuggets in honey. That is fire, dude.
You know, actually, that does sound kind of good.
It is delicious.
I'm imagining chicken nuggets dipped in honey right now because they're almost like bread in a way.
Yeah.
They're a lot like bread.
It's super good, dude.
Yeah.
I'm dead serious. Like, try that sometime.
I believe that because, I mean, I put honey on my pizza crust every now and then. That's really good.
Yeah.
So, there you go. All right. I'll try
just
that
just a little little hot tip for everybody.
Because you can ask for honey packets from McDonald's, right?
Yeah, they have cup like the. I mean, it's just like a a buffalo cup.
Now, the one thing like I don't order chicken nuggets when I do go to McDonald's nowadays, so that will be a bit of a shift because it's hard to turn down the McDouble and the McChicken order that I usually get.
Yeah, but I usually go back and forth between the double quarter pounder and the chicken nuggets.
That's if I'm not feeling those out of two, that's what usually what my default is. So there you go.
All right. So what else we got?
Second one, another food question. Going foodie here. Grabbed a leftover, or excuse me, BC Clone asks, grabbed a leftover waffle for a late breakfast. Maybe will be lunch just a bit ago. What is your go-to addition? I like raspberry or cherry pie filling. Butter, syrup, but a different flavor than regular maple. Whipped cream. What do you put on your waffle?
Man, just syrup.
So you've never branched out or tried anything different?
No, it's not that I've never tried. I just, I'm just a syrup guy.
Okay. So if you had to branch out though, like you were like, I can't just do syrup. I had to do something else. What would you do?
Man, maybe like some cherries.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be good.
And like cherries, like in like the sauce.
Yeah. Like if you bought like a can of cherries, you know, like with cherry filling.
Yeah.
Like cherry pie filling.
Yeah. That'd be good.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of what I'm thinking.
For me, growing up, my go-to breakfast for a long time was I spread peanut butter on the waffle.
Oh yeah. That's what I do in the morning with my Eggos.
Spread peanut butter on it. And then I put the maple syrup on top of that. Ooh. And then I sprinkle cinnamon sugar on top of that.
Ooh.
It's actually super good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've ever had it before.
No, yeah, that sounds real good.
Yeah.
Maybe heat the syrup up a little bit.
I've never done that, but that sounds like a great idea.
Because then it kind of melts the peanut butter too.
Yep. Man, like just put it in the microwave 30 seconds, call it good.
Right.
There you go. I like that idea.
Right.
I'm about to try this. I'm getting the hankering for an Eggo waffle now.
Dude, I went to the grocery store a couple weeks ago. They had a sale on Eggo waffles. It was like $6 for $7.
Those are like the 12 packs?
Yeah. I've been eating Eggo waffles for
basically
a month, dude. On one trip to the grocery store.
Eggo waffles are a vastly underrated bachelor food.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
They're so versatile.
Yeah.
You know?
You just pop them in the toaster and they're ready in 2 minutes.
That's what I'm saying. You pop them in there. A lot of times what I do is I'll take a shower and then I go and pop them in the toaster. And then by the time I'm got my clothes on and everything, I go back.
Nice.
And I've got my Eggo waffles ready to go.
It sounds efficient.
Yeah. And then you just spread a little peanut butter on them. And then they're like, that's a good snack on the go.
Nice little source of protein right there with the peanut butter.
Or if you're going to sit down, then you throw the syrup on. It's like... just versatile.
It's a nice sit down, fancy meal.
Exactly. Exactly. Have you ever had the cinnamon toast ones?
I think I have. Yeah.
They're like the ones that kind of pull apart.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those are a treat. Those are usually a little bit more than the regular ones.
Oh yeah. No, but man, I was thinking about this. Something that'd be really good is to have one. Excuse me. Drinking Mountain Dew. you spread the peanut butter on one. You spread some jelly on another. Slap them together. It's like a peanut butter and jelly with the cinnamon toast.
That would be good. I like that idea. Man, you're coming up with some good ideas.
We're just out here changing the game today.
We are.
All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll do some Hot and Not when we come back on Stands and Fits presented by the Ivy College of Business at Iowa State University in the Carl Chevrolet Studios on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network. Hey, guys. It's Jared here with another message from MechDyne. Are you looking to jumpstart your IT career, or maybe you're a student looking to earn some extra cash? Well, listen up. MechDyne is currently looking to hire both full-time and part-time IT help desk agents to respond to and help troubleshoot client IT technical issues. You can get your foot in the door at an awesome company with a super fun culture that I've seen firsthand with my own eyes. So go visit the career page at MechDyne.com. That's MechDyne.com. Check them out today.
Hey guys, it's Chris interrupting this podcast because, you know, everybody wants to know that I get it asked all the time. How can we help Cyclone Fanatic? Well, you help Cyclone Fanatic by you support our advertisers, and everybody needs to be aware of eye care. I wasn't for a long time, and I went to Ames Eye Care, and they really helped me out. It's changed my life. I don't have headaches the way that I did. You've heard me talk about this. They're also in Des Moines at Des Moines Eye Care. And you need to think about this with your family. Get the kids checked out. Encourage the wife. Anything. Personalized eye care. Designer eyewear. I've got these sweet Maui Jim glasses that I use at work all the time. People think they look awesome. They meet your whole family's vision needs at Ames and Des Moines Eye Care. Check them out today and support Cyclone Fanatic.
Welcome back to Stands and Fits, presented by the Ivy College of Business at Iowa State University. Time for Hot Not.
I'll go first this week.
Sounds good.
My hot, leading it off, Deontay Burton. No longer a two-way player. He got signed to a full NBA contract.
Shout out to my guy.
The Oklahoma City Thunder.
Man, who knew that the only thing you had to do to get an NBA contract is get a four-minute highlight reel of you dunking in the NBA G League?
Yeah, dude. That was an insane reel. And it's not...
Who knew it was that easy?
That's all you have to do. And the thing is, too, you can put that together, and there was maybe like one or two repeats of like of dunks on there.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was all just him flat out different dunks for, you know, a few minutes.
4 minutes.
Yeah.
4 minutes of just hammer time.
Yeah. And plenty of those were actually when he got called up to the Thunder, too. Like Russell Westbrook got a few assists on Deontay Burton dunks.
I bet he's going to play some, too.
Yeah.
And I think people in OKC have been like pushing for this to happen for a couple weeks.
I clicked on the tweet that the Thunder put out, and basically all the reactions to it were like, finally,
yeah,
from Thunder fans. So good for Deontay, man.
Yeah. That guy deserves it, dude.
Mm.
He's been such a cool story.
Definitely.
He's going to have a good career, too. How crazy is it? Iowa State has four guys now in the NBA on full NBA contracts.
Yep.
From the same team.
Yep.
And one more that's in the G League that probably will get a contract at some point.
Yeah.
And one more that's overseas making like $1.5 million a year.
Freaking Matt Thomas, dude. Yeah. Matt Thomas could come off the NBA as a sharpshooter right now.
Dude, I think I think he probably could have came back, but I think
he's making good money over there.
He must have signed like a deal that he couldn't come back certain period of time.
But I mean, hell, if you're making $1 million over there.
Oh, yeah.
Go with it.
Make your money, Matt.
Yeah.
You know?
And like he's a perfect EuroLeague player too.
Right. Well, and he plays a lot,
mm-hmm.
you know. I think he's probably one of their best players for yep. that team, but yeah, it's really cool to see Deontay do that though.
Mm.
Just like I said, he's a cool story.
Definitely.
That's a guy that like grew up a lot in his time at Iowa State.
Yep.
Really happy for him. My hot this week.
Oh, he's going there.
It is Nebraska ball.
I knew it was coming.
Oh my goodness. Full disclosure. I watched the first half and then I started playing 2K at halftime.
Mm.
I turned it back on. I saw they were down 16. I was like, man, F this. I'm done. I'm not doing it. I'm not sitting here and watching this shit anymore. And I'm sitting there playing my 2K, just chilling. And then all of a sudden my phone starts blowing up. And I'm like, this is my dad's texting me. Had messages from Kirk Holland on Slack. I looked at the one my dad sent, it said overtime, baby. And I was like, what's he talking about? And then I read what Kirk said. And I was like, what are you guys talking about? There's no way. And I don't know how. So then obviously I was like, well, I'm not turning it back on. I'm bad luck.
You would jinx it.
Yeah, I'm bad luck. So I listened to the end on the radio. And the fact that they won that game with like, what, they have six people and two of their best players fouled out, like, man, I don't know. And the fact that they did it against who they did it against.
Made it all the sweeter, dude.
Yep. Yep. I sat there with a big old smile on my face. I was like, man, that feels good.
Yeah.
That feels real good.
I didn't get to see the end of the game, but have you seen highlights by chance?
I saw the last play.
Okay. I was going to ask you, but obviously you didn't see it, but I was going to ask if it was as bad as like Northern Iowa's collapse against Texas A&M in the tournament a few years ago.
How much were they up?
I think they were up 8 with under a minute left or something like that.
Yeah, Iowa was up 9. Mm-hmm. Nebraska scored 16 points in like the last minute of the game.
Yep.
But I know they hit like back-to-back threes or something, or two. I think Glenn Watson and James Palmer Jr. both hit threes.
Yep.
And then they were able to tie it up like right at the end.
Do you, off the top of your head, know what Nebraska's record is at this point?
I want to say they're 16-15.
Okay. So they do have to win the Big Ten to get into the tournament at this point.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely not getting in the tournament.
I knew they had gone on a slide and the whole tattoo on your butt thing was coming up.
Dude, they have like, they had another guy, that Amir Harris, who hit the game winner in overtime. He's hurt now.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
So there's like no chance.
And they played with three guys yesterday who were seniors that I don't think had ever really even played before. Like one of the guys had played like 8 minutes in Big Ten games in his entire career and played like 30 yesterday.
Mm.
Stepped up and just
beat Iowa, man.
It's not duplicable. Like they couldn't do it again, you know? And Chris and Rosh were talking about this on Sports Fanatics today. It was a complete fluke. Complete fluke. In no way am I like, yeah, this is something that Nebraska did. Man, they made some shots that those guys haven't made since like December.
Yeah.
And that was basically, I think, James Palmer and Glenn Watson, two seniors that were just like, we're not going out like this.
Yeah.
Our coach isn't going to go out like this.
Yeah, no kidding. So then I do have to ask, have you ordered your temporary tattoos yet?
Man.
am I shaming you for making you think about it again?
No, Chris and I were talking about this on Saturday. I don't think I'm going to be able to work my way out of this.
Yeah.
He told me he's going to start a GoFundMe for me.
Okay.
So I don't have to go pay for it.
I was wondering if you were just about to say that Chris is going to be like, oh, it's too unprofessional. I don't want you putting your journalistic reputation
on. Oh, no, no, no. He's like the one that's like giving me the full pressure to do it.
Nice. All right. So, okay.
See, I feel like if I'm going to do it, I need to get like another tattoo, like one that's like because man, I don't want that to be my first tattoo.
That's true.
You know?
So if you were going to get a tattoo, have you considered like what your real tattoo would be?
Yeah. But I probably wouldn't tell anybody.
Mm-hmm. Because it will also be on your butt.
No, that one would not be on my butt. Okay. But no. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Not pleased about that entire situation right now.
Well, the good news is it's probably going to be mostly forgot about until after basketball season's done.
No, Chris is not going to let anyone forget.
Well, I mean, no one's going to forget, but we'll probably put it on the back burner until, you know, all this covering Iowa State's done.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it wouldn't happen.
It'll be great off-season content.
It probably wouldn't happen until the summer.
Mm-hmm.
We'd probably make it like a whole thing. Like a video and like all kinds of stuff like that.
That'd be funny. I do think the deadline would have to be before next basketball season. That's definitely the deadline. So,
man,
just saying,
if they can go, I mean, we both know Tim Miles is going to get fired. If they can go and get like a legit coach, I might be, you know,
double down.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Next year.
No, I'm not going to. No. Mm. They got to replace everybody, dude. Man, they only got six guys right now. What do you think that they're going to do next year?
But like, okay, so if you were going to make a double down bet, like say like you want to delay it for one more year, what would your bet be? You could do it on Nebraska football.
No. No, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not doing any more tattoo bets.
Okay.
I'm not doing it.
You got lucky by not having to do the Bill Snyder one. You kind of got
I didn't
cocky.
Get lucky. I did not get lucky.
All right, educated guess.
That was a good bet.
All right.
I got cocky on this one though.
Mm-hmm.
I will admit that.
Okay.
And Chris told me, he was like, you're going to have to live the rest of your life with the agony of knowing that Barry Collier is on your butt. And I was like, I am already have to live with the agony of knowing that Barry Collier was Nebraska's basketball coach for the rest of my life. So like, how is it any different?
I mean, another loophole in this though, that I don't know if you've considered, but you never said you had to get one that was like big or anything. You could get a super micro tattoo of Barry Collier on your butt.
Yeah. I mean, I don't intend to get like a full portrait of Barry Collier or something.
You don't want his cheek to be on one cheek and his other cheek to be on the other cheek or anything like that.
His mouth is just, yeah, I won't go there.
Okay. Yep. That's a great image in my head. But anyways, okay. We've covered the tattoo thing. But
so yeah.
This flows nicely into my knot this week though.
Okay.
Because you're hot, flows into my knot. College basketball in Iowa is obviously not this week. Iowa had the whole Nebraska fiasco. Iowa State's obviously still been on their skid. You and I got beat in the finale of the...
After being up 16.
Exactly. Their own collapse of the MVC tournament. And then obviously Drake's run got hurt by injury so much. They had like...
They still almost won that game.
They did. They lost on that... On that
last second shot, basically.
On that runner, yeah, from the UNI guy. So... Yeah, I was actually rooting for Drake. I was hoping Drake would be the Cinderella of this year and just go into the NCAA tournament after winning the Valley, but it's too bad. Not going to happen.
Yeah. It sucks for Drake, man, because they just could not catch a break.
No.
For
had what? Three or four months. Three or four like significant contributors go down?
Well, yeah, you lose your best player like right off the bat in the first Missouri Valley game?
Mm-hmm.
And then... battle through all that. I think they'd even had somebody get hurt before that. Another one of those guys had gotten hurt like for the entire season before Nick Norton did. You lose Nick Norton, battle through that, win the league, get another guy hurt in the last game of the season when you clinch the league, and then you're the guy who finished second in MVC Player of the Year voting.
Goes down. Know,
gets hurt too.
Yeah.
That's like bad luck that you would never even... That's never happened to anybody.
No,
I don't know.
I mean, compare it to back when Iowa State was, say, like when the George Niang teams were around. It would be like losing Monte Morris, George Niang, and, you know, whoever else would be the third best player all in the span of one season, you know?
Yeah. I don't know that that has ever happened before. if it has, it's not very memorable.
No.
You know? I mean, I can see one guy getting hurt and and then you just completely collapse after you lose your one guy.
Mm.
But when you lose one guy, okay, battle through that, win the league, lose another. Win the first game in the tournament, lose another. Like that doesn't happen. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. And I know injuries happen in basketball and stuff like that, but how do you just have that so much injury,
yeah,
bad luck in such a short period of time?
It's like they built up so much good karma, overachieving, that they kind of just finally, it all evened out at the very end with the injuries.
Man, I don't know. That guy's a good coach though.
Oh yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like everyone's talking about, if Fran McCaffrey with his tremendous comment after going 10-10 in the Big Ten, if he deserves to stick around for longer.
Man, they made their bed with that one.
I know.
That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, we could spend a whole hour talking about that, but
I don't know. I bet if he could get that back, he would not put it that way.
Yeah,
you know,
that was probably a spur of the moment Fran freak out. Not necessarily, he's not like physically freaking out, but like his brain's going overdrive and he just says something that he didn't mean to say.
Yeah. Well, what place they finish in the league?
I mean, probably somewhere in the middle. I don't know.
Like sixth, maybe?
Was it that high at 9 or 10-10?
Yeah, I mean, they play the winner of the 13-14 game, so it had to have been six.
Okay.
Or not it'd be like the 12-14. No. There's so many teams in that league.
Yeah.
The 11-14 game, Illinois and Northwestern.
So basically the good teams.
They've got to be the six.
The good teams in the Big Ten basically gobbled up all the wins then, huh?
Well, yeah. And Michigan State split the league. Didn't they go 16-4?
Might have been. I don't know.
So
I don't follow Big Ten basketball.
I'm pretty sure that's what it was. So it's not like anybody.
And Michigan's good and Purdue's good.
Right.
Yeah.
Like there's those three teams that all could have split the league.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm not trying to justify what he said, but yeah. I think that it probably could have been worded better.
I mean, in the funny
thing, what's
he
going to say? Like, this is unacceptable.
Yeah.
Like they did. It's not like they've been going to the tournament every year.
No, I mean, it's not unacceptable. It's just flat out, I would say it's mediocre.
Oh yeah. And it was one of those things where it's like, man, I think we could have been better. You know,
and they won two really awesome buzzer beaters too.
Yeah,
you got to think about that though too.
Well, and it was the way that they ended, lose four straight to end the season.
Yeah,
two of them were against team. I mean, one Wisconsin probably weren't going to win at Wisconsin anyway. But to lose to Nebraska, who had won I think four games since January, I mean since the start of the new year, and lose to Rutgers, which then Rutgers went to Indiana yesterday and got pounded.
Yep.
That's what I think would be frustrating about it, is that it's like you had some games that you probably could have been 12-8, you know, and not 500.
True. They did have some close games.
Yeah.
To their credit.
For sure. All right. My not this week. I don't get why people steal shit. For real. Like Chris got robbed last week, and then the thing that brought this up, so like I said, I played in the Ames League yesterday. I played in Anki League too. I'm playing with my backup basketball shoes. What happened is that my roommate and I went to the grocery store after I had played basketball one day, and my basketball shoes were in his truck. And we were getting all of our stuff out, and I had left my bag with my basketball shoes in the truck. I was like, okay, I'll come back. He did not lock the truck.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't think anything of it. Thought we were going to come right back.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up, we got caught up. It was maybe 20 minutes. Come back, my basketball shoes got stolen out of the parking lot of my apartment complex.
That sucks, dude.
And I want to just know, the one thing I do want to know about, like, I think this is kind of funny, is that it's like somebody grabbed that bag and they're like, yeah, we got some basketball shoes. And then they got home, opened them up, pulled the shoes out, and they're size 16. And it's like, what are you going to do with them?
I mean, at this point, you just gotta like look on Craigslist or eBay and see if you can find your shoes being sold. I would think
they're brand new too. That's what makes me mad, is I'd bought those like 2 weeks before they got taken.
Yeah,
and I'm like I said, it's like one thing, you know, if I wore 12s, it's like anybody could wear, you know, they're like just an average size, something that most people could probably wear.
Mm.
And I'm like, man, I wear size 16s. It's hard to get basketball shoes, especially in a, like a, I got them at like the Nike outlet.
Yeah.
It's hard to find shoes like that. And when I find a pair that I like and they get taken, man, that makes me so mad.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm like, what's got to be wrong with you to like do that to somebody?
It's real crappy that people do stuff like that.
Don't steal things, people out there. Yeah. I would like to think that the Fanatics are better than that.
If you're a thief listening to this, just know that.
And if you took my shoes.
That would be the ultimate slap in the face if someone who listened to this right now took your shoes.
If you took my shoes and you still got them,
give
them back to me. And you know what? We'll figure out a way to make it even. Like, and it'll be cool.
Maybe Jared will let you do the tattoo on his butt.
Well, no, maybe I'll make him get the tattoo.
Ooh. Yeah.
As restitution for stealing my shoes.
They can be twin tattoos.
Yeah. Hey, there we go.
Yeah.
He can get half of Barry College's face. I'll get the other half.
There you go. And when you go cheek to cheek, then it'll make the full face.
Right. Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah. But no, so then I played in that game yesterday and I was wearing these. They're my old shoes, which they're basically, so I had like the Kevin Durant's.
Mm.
I just like those shoes.
Humble brag.
No, I just said I bought them at the Nike outlet, man. They're like the older ones, the ones that probably nobody bought. So,
yep.
And why would anybody want to wear that snake shoes anyway? I only do because I can get them for cheap, but, and they always had my size for some reason.
Yep.
But, the reason that I went and got these new ones that also were Kevin Durant's, like they were the new one, like the step newer, was that one of the, so they've got the Air Max kind of, but it's not like the, you know, like you look at some of the Air Maxes and like, you can really see like the bubbles in it.
Mm.
It's not like that. It's like the skinny ones. And at the front, like in the arch of the shoe, the bubbles like popped or like they got punctured or something.
Mm.
So then the support like started to go out of the front of the shoe, but it's still good in the back. So I was like, all right, you know, I can
live with it.
Yeah. For now, until I can get another pair of shoes, whenever that would possibly be. And so I was playing in one game yesterday, halfway through the first game, another one of the bubbles popped in the back. So I just I went up and like got a rebound and came down and I just felt my entire shoe, like my foot, like drop all the way down to like the sole of the shoe. And there's like no support in the shoe whatsoever.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, man, yeah. Every step that I took, it just felt like I was walking on like a brick.
Yeah.
And played the rest of the game like that. Foot didn't feel great.
No, I would not think so.
Then I remembered I had to play another game.
Oh, no.
On the linoleum floor at the Ankeny Elementary School, where they play the Ankeny League.
Yep.
My foot did not feel good at the end of that game. And I think it gave me shin splints now in my left leg.
So you got to get new shoes ASAP.
Yeah, exactly. I'm pissed, man.
So in a way, you were the Zion Williamson of the Ames Rec League.
Yeah, I was looking at shoes today and I saw the Paul Georges and I sent a picture to Ryan and I was like, man, I should get these so that then first day I can
blow them out
and everybody will be blown away by my explosiveness.
Yeah, your athleticism.
And then I'll realize that now I have to buy another $100 pair of shoes.
Yep.
But no, that's just like in a roundabout way, not only did they take my shoes, they gave me shin splints.
That's true.
You know?
They double dipped on the crappy.
Right. They don't even know the impact that they've made on my personal health.
Well, if they're listening right now they do.
Makes me mad, dude.
I don't blame you. All right. Well,
how are you guys doing in the league?
Well, we just finished 6-4.
Okay.
I think we locked up the 5 seed, I want to say.
Okay.
But I think we get a rematch of the team we just played who beat us. And we should have beat them. We just shot like crap. So
yeah, I think we went 7-3. I don't know. We're probably one of the top 3 or 4 seeds, but
nice.
Wanna know the final score of our game was last night?
What?
92-26.
Holy crap, dude.
Yeah.
Like was the other team just like should have been playing in our league?
Let me put it to you this way. We played the first 10 minutes of the game with 4 people and we were up 17-4 when our fifth player got there.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. You know, like respect to those guys, like wanting to play the game and like have fun and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That's cool. And I don't know. Maybe they just didn't know like what they were signing up for.
Mm.
I don't know what possessed these guys to be like, yeah, we belong in the A League.
Do you know what their record is?
if they're not 0-10, I mean, they've got to be 1-9.
Yeah.
And I don't know who they would have beat. Like I said, they scored 4 points in 10 minutes. We had four people on the floor.
That's so bad.
Yeah.
I bet we could have put up a better fight than those guys.
Oh, most anybody could have put up a better fight than they did. To be complete, I walked half the game because I was so pissed about my shoes. Yeah. My feet hurt so bad.
Well, if you're up 70 points, then there's no reason.
Well, yeah. It's like, at what point... we were texting in our group chat after. I was like, man, that was a waste of everybody's time. Now my legs just hurt really bad.
Yep. Dude, well, yeah, if playoffs are coming up this Sunday, then you got to get those shoes before then.
Well, yeah, since I'm going to have so much time to do that in the next 5 days.
Hey, when you're in Kansas City, you're just going to be down there in the shoe haven.
Well, and what sucks too is that, like, to get those shoes, it has to just be like a perfect storm of where I happen to be in West Des Moines to go to the Nike outlet and there happens to be a pair in my size.
Well, have you ever like online shop for shoes?
Yeah. They're just so much more expensive though.
Are they?
Yeah. Mm. And well, I like going there cause I can get $100 pair of shoes for $70.
That's true. You can't get discounted, obviously.
Like if I look on East Bay, like I could get the new LeBrons in size 16. They're gonna cost me $200, you know? Or I could get like a pair of Hyper Dunks or something like that, but then they're going to be the ones that fall apart after a couple games.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough.
It's a rough life, dude.
Yeah.
Y'all don't understand.
I don't. I haven't had my basketball shoes stolen.
Or you haven't had to wear size 16 shoes either.
That too. There's so many levels that your life is so much harder than mine currently.
And you don't have to get a Barry Collier tattoo on your ass.
Yes. That's probably the one I'm most happy that I don't have to do. So,
I don't know.
All right. Well, what do you say we wrap up the podcast with a couple would you rathers?
Let's do it.
All right. So I'm just on the Reddit would you rather site right now.
Damn, I didn't know Reddit had a would you rather. I guess Reddit has everything.
It does. So I figured I'd go through the top all time. See if there's any good ones. Let's see.
I feel like they're not probably censored for the most part.
That's the thing. I'm running into a few that are definitely not safe for the podcast. Okay, here's one. We might have addressed something like this in the past, but I think we should go ahead and do it. Would you rather be the smartest person in the world or the stupidest person in the world? But in both scenarios, you have the same level of intelligence you have right now. So it's not like you're super, super like stupid. You're the same, Jared.
Yeah.
But everyone's smarter than you or everyone's stupider than you?
Man. See, I feel like I'm probably like generally above average intelligence.
I like to think we all are.
Yeah.
But it's definitely not the case for a lot of people.
All of us. Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying like if you looked at the general population of the human society right now, like I think that both of us, you could say it's like, we're probably by no means are we in the 90th percentile, but we might be in the 60th or 70th.
Yeah.
You know,
I like to think I'm on the downslope of the bell curve on the right side.
That's what I'm saying. Like we're by no means are we geniuses or anything like that, but like we're not idiots either.
Yeah.
You know, well,
I mean, I don't know,
like loosely using the word idiot. We're probably idiots on some level, but, man. Because like, so that, in that, to put that into perspective, if you were the smartest, like think how stupid everybody would be, you know?
Mm. That's the thing. Like how productive would society be?
Everyone's dumber than me. No, it would not. There would be a lot of technological advances that would not be taking place.
Yeah. See, well, that's the thing. Like I feel like I'd rather be the dumbest because at least if I'm the dumbest, then the world would be so much better.
Yeah.
Like you think about like just society in general, everyone's smarter and can get along.
I'd be perfectly fine with being the stupidest person in the world if it meant that I feel like if everybody's that smart though, that'd be a little dangerous.
The thing is like,
cause there'd be a lot, I feel like there'd be a lot more egos. There'd be a lot of egos dueling for, you know, the crown.
That's what you wonder. But at the same time,
think how smart the smartest person would be at that point.
I mean, that's true, but maybe. I mean, there could be a lot of smart people, but maybe they're not that much smarter than you. Maybe everyone's just a little bit smarter than you.
So then really everybody's just a little, like basically it's more evened.
It could be. It depends on how you look at it. There could be some super smart people, but at the same time, it could just be a ton of people who are moderately smarter than you.
Because that's what I'm saying. It's almost like if you know, they say you only use what, like 10% of your brain or something. So say the top person uses 75% of their brain. Like, think what they could do, you know, and you still only get to use 10. I mean, you'd still be pretty smart, but that guy's working with a lot, like a lot bigger equipment than you are.
Yeah.
You know? And
okay. I definitely think I'd rather be the stupidest person.
If you were given an opportunity to be able to use more of your brain, do you think you would do it?
Yeah. Do you not think you would?
Have you seen the movie Limitless?
Yeah. Wait.
One with Bradley Cooper?
No. I thought you were going to go to the one with Scarlett Johansson in it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's kind of the same premise, but...
Yeah. But no, I have not seen the one with Bradley Cooper. No.
Yeah, that one's... It's crazy.
Yeah. It depends on how much more of my brain and what abilities would it unlock.
I don't think you would even know. Well, I mean, nobody knows.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think that we can even fathom possibly.
You have to wonder, like, at some point in the future, are they going to come up with technology that will quote unquote open up other parts of your
brain? Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, on some levels, you can say that certain types of drugs do that.
I think you'd be crazy, dude.
Yeah.
To be completely honest.
Yeah.
Or at least people would think that you're crazy. Just because you'd probably be on such a different wavelength from everybody else that you might be super smart, but it's like everybody kind of just be like,
he's crazy.
Yeah, that guy's just
like, he's loony.
That guy's just a lunatic. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's do one more. Would you rather have a shower that keeps you clean for 7 days from one shower or a bed that gives you a full night's rest in 1 hour?
Man, I'd probably rather have... That's tough because like, I like to take showers, you know? So like the idea of not taking a shower for 7 days, like that would kind of stink. I don't know. I like my shower time.
It's a time of reflection.
Yeah.
Slowing everything down, just feeling the water all over you.
But the other thing is if you only slept for an hour every night...
Think about all the hours you'd be able to do other stuff.
Yeah, but what are you going to do like in the hours? I mean, think about if you're up at 3 o'clock in the morning, nobody's awake.
Dude,
you know,
I'd just be.
I don't know what I would do. I'd probably do nothing productive.
I'd dedicate all my time to running a dynasty mode on NBA 2K. Or
something. My career.
Yeah, my career.
Just grind on your my career player.
Yeah. Honestly, that's probably what it would be. If I had an extra, say, 7 hours to do with every day, I'd probably just dedicate at least half of those to video games.
But yeah, I feel like if I was awake for 23 hours a day and I was rested, I'd probably just. Yeah. I don't know what I would do with my extra hours that I would have.
Yeah.
Because I don't sleep that much already to start with.
Because, you make a good point that there were so many other people, if this is a one bed thing, would be asleep during that time.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, I guess you could do business with people overseas or something at that time.
I would potentially rent out my bed.
Mm. You could monetize it.
That's what I'm saying.
That's true.
Yeah.
If you want an awesome good night's sleep, just sleep on my bed and pay me $1,000 to do it.
That sounds dangerous taken out of context.
True. Yeah. Think about if that was a Craigslist ad, what would your reaction be? I'd be like, oh, that guy's gonna murder me in my sleep.
Yeah, or the police would probably be at your door thinking that you're running some sort of prostitution ring.
That's true. On the other hand, you could list it on Airbnb and like everyone would give you like
but you only get it for an hour.
Yeah, you only get it for only hour time periods for rental.
But after your hour's up, then you can come kick it with me from like, you know, 3 to 7 or 8 whenever I've got to go to work.
Yeah, we'll serve tea and crumpets.
Yeah.
There you go.
We can play 2K.
Yep. Sounds like a good plan.
There we go. All right. Safe travels to everybody heading down to Kansas City this week. If you see me or Chris out and about, come say what's up. I don't know how much we'll be out and about, but if you do see us, come say what's up. Have a good rest of the week. Fitzy.
Thanks.
You're not going to Kansas City, are you?
Not this year.
Who else do anything? Thanks to everybody at the professional MBA program at the Ivy College of Business at Iowa State. Thanks to Carl Chevrolet. Thanks for listening. Beat the Bears. Peace.
Peace.